Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Joe Skoranek. Joe, last week you and I talked about how there was supposed to be scattered off and on rain showers and thunderstorms leading into next week. Well, here we are into that week now, and it looks like we've got more scattered showers and thunderstorms on tap.
Yeah, the same system that was around late last week is still around, still causing some shower and thunderstorms.
And what can we kind of see on the timeline for that today?
It looks like, for the most part, there'll be a few showers this morning, but the most likely time would be from the early afternoon through the evening hours.
And that probably brings some flooding concerns, does it not?
Yeah, we're not expecting anything widespread, but this time of the year, considering the amount of moisture in the air, a stronger thunderstorm could cause some localized flooding.
Are you seeing any sort of problem areas out there? Because I know we had a pretty wet June, and we're off to a pretty wet July to start things.
Yeah, most of the area has been pretty wet since June, so any area that gets a lot of heavy rain in a short amount of time could be a flooding problem.
All right, and what are we looking at for Wednesday?
It looks like that system that's been around will move off tonight. So actually, Wednesday looks pretty nice. We're not expecting any shower or thunderstorms on Wednesday and highs in the mid-80s.
Okay, and how about for the remainder of the week?
Looks like after Wednesday, another front comes in. So we're expecting increasing chances for showers and thunderstorms starting Thursday. And especially Friday into Saturday.
All right. And is that going to be pretty much for the whole state or certain parts of the state? What kind of things are you looking at there geographically?
Yeah, it looks like mainly Friday over the northern parts of the state, and as that front moves south, more into Saturday for the southern parts of the state.
Okay. Any other threats that people should be aware of outside of the heavy rain?
Not really. We're not expecting any widespread severe weather, but again, with any thunderstorm, there could be some gusty winds with it, and lightning, cloud-to-ground lightning is a possibility with any thunderstorm, so that's also a concern.
Do you guys think any of these that we'll see over this week and into the weekend, do you think any of these will be severe?
Again, we're not expecting any widespread severe, but a stronger thunderstorm could have some strong wind gusts with it.
All right. I think that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. That sounds like you covered it.
All right. He's Joe Skoranek with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Joe, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.